There was, I'm sorry to say, a Jewish guy who was a traitor, who showed the Germans where the Jews lived. This apartment, this apartment, this and this. It was like a raid. When I came from school that last time, I went home. There was nobody home. There's a neighbor looking out the window and looking at me, and she's, you know, go away from here. I had an uncle and aunt living, I would say, 5-7 minutes walking. And that's where I went, to my uncle. And I didn't know what to do, but thank God there were my parents. There were my parents. So we said, we can't do this anymore. We have to get another apartment somewhere, an illegal apartment, because we can't say, you know, that they'll find us any time. So we had two apartments. We found an illegal apartment in another place in Belgium. But we needed the food stamps because they were rationed. There was not enough food. So you had to be registered. So you had to be, you know, you have to have food stamps. So we went to get food stamps, and we lived in this other apartment where we were not registered. So we had two apartments. I don't know where they got the money from to pay for two apartments, but that's what happened. And that's how we lived until, as I said, I was told no more school for the Jewish children. There, in the illegal apartment that we were, there was a neighbor of ours. We didn't know who it was. We didn't, you know. And we had also my mother's cousin that lived in the area, also in hiding. And she would come over every now and then, but my mother was always afraid to open the door. She didn't know who it is. So they made a sign that every time that she would come, she would say, and that's when my mother knew how to open the door. This time when somebody did this, it was not my mother's cousin. It was the neighbor next door. And my mother was startled. And she says, "Don't be afraid, don't be afraid. I know that you are in jeopardy." She says, "I have a solution for you. I have a cousin who is a priest, and he might be able to help you." My mother says, "A priest?" She says, "Yes. Would you like to see him?" And this doesn't register in my mind, because I mean, we were very Jewish, and my mother said yes. So the priest came, introduced himself, and he said, "I have a solution for you. I can place your children, your son and your daughter, but they can't be together, because one is a girls' convent and one is just for boy." And the boy thing was an orphanage, was not a convent and an orphanage. So my father said, "Well, if it will save their lives, please do it." Well, and they had to get me ready. I was in hysterics. My brother didn't know what was happening because he was 4 years younger than I. And I said, "They're sending me away. They don't love me anymore." You know, I was shattered. And my father tried to explain it. "It's for your good, child. I hope we'll see each other. And I have to start crying because I have children, and I know what this is to do, to be able to do this thing. And my father said, here, he gave me three $100 bills, which was illegal as could be. You put it in the hem of my coat, and he says, if you need anything, this is money. If they will take you to America, you have money. I still am, you know, because I'm thinking about my children. Could I have done this? I don't think so. So that's what we did. He took me to the convent. And the only one that knew that I was Jewish was the mother superior and the father confessor, the one that, you know, you say your sins. And I lived there. They were very kind to me. They were very nice. But I had to take catechism lessons, you know. And how they say, you know, the Jews killed Christ, which gave me a shot in here. And they were very nice, and they said, you know, to really save you, you have to be baptized. I said to myself, oh my God, what is that? You know, I mean, I was 10 years old. What did I know about baptism? I thought maybe it was like a mikveh, you know, where you put your head in. That's what I thought. So I said, well, would you think that this would help? And they said, of course it would. So I had to get in touch with the priest, who had to get in touch with my parents. And my father, as I said, I knew he would say no, you know. And so they called, and the priest came back to me. And your father, Jesus, said, if it will save my daughter's life, by all means do it. I can't imagine what I would have done. Probably would do the same. I probably would do the same. And they baptized me.